This is the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 12, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Libby Hellman featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss her work as an author. Libby Hellman, an award-winning author and publisher, recently appeared on Innovator's Journey to discuss her extensive body of work. With 18 novels and nearly 30 short stories, Hellman's writing spans various genres, like thrillers, mysteries, and historical fiction. She focuses on themes of justice, moral complexity, and suspense, drawing inspiration from real-world issues. Emphasizing the importance of research and authenticity, she creates compelling characters and immersive settings.
Chicago reopens Capone's vault 40 years later. Chicago is set to reopen Al Capone's vault 40 years after Geraldo Rivera's televised special in 1986. Author William Elliott Hazelgrove's new book, Capone's Vault, delves into the behind-the-scenes story of the iconic broadcast. To mark the anniversary, Hazelgrove will make media appearances and host events across Chicago, shedding light on the infamous empty vault that captivated millions of viewers.
Doyle Divorce Law publishes new 2026 guide on North Carolina divorce statistics and trends. Doyle Divorce Law in Raleigh, North Carolina, has released a new 2026 guide on divorce statistics and trends. The analysis delves into current data, filing patterns, and emerging trends shaping family law matters in the state and the U.S., covering topics like divorce rates, common grounds for divorce, and post-pandemic shifts. The guide aims to provide valuable insights for individuals at any stage of the divorce process.
As always, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.